why don't you start by giving us a general overview of why you're here?
For sure, yeah. Well, I'm here supporting the Anaheim Performing Arts Center Foundation, which is a program, a nonprofit that's looking to do a grassroots movement to put a large performing arts center in Anaheim next to Angel Stadium. It's going to be about a $500 to $600 million project. It's going to be pretty. It's going to bring high quality arts to Orange County. It's going to rival things like the Lincoln Center and giant facilities like that.
And you guys have a website with this beautiful concept art. It's apacf.org.
Yes.
How would you describe that design? I don't even know how to describe it. It's really, really unique.
The design itself has a crazy history behind it. So the guy who's doing it, the main architect, his name is Zoltan Pally. I mean, he's known for doing some of the best stuff. Like, he redid the Pantages, he redid the Greek Theater, he's working for the Academy of Motion Pictures to do museums. So he really like got invested in the history of Anaheim and kind of made that design to revolve around it. So it's shaped out, like you said, it's really unique. It's shaped out to be almost grid style. Like an orchard. And the designs, if you look from the top above, are like orchard trees. The designs on the outside have similar textures to, say, like an orange peel or a woven basket. And the way it's segregated is like a campus where it's one conglomerate performing arts center, but it's got its individual pieces. It's got, three theaters. The Black Box Theater, which is, an 800-person seat theater. The large opera house, which would be about 2,000 people. Concert hall, which will be functioning the same as, say, the Grove in Anaheim. And then this tower in the center, which is kind of like the pinnacle, where there will be all kinds of interesting things in it, including a museum, rooftop restaurant, and actual businesses inside.
Right. And I think this is especially of interest to Laguna because we've talked for a while now about doing something in town, some sort of civic center or community arts building or collaborative. And look at you guys fundraising for exactly that. Laguna's notorious about dragging its feet on stuff. So part of the reason why I wanted to have you here is like, hey, guys, look, Anaheim's doing so I hope somebody's listening to that. So talk about that. You're private citizens, but you're fundraising for this thing?
Yeah, so it was originally started by a couple, Dr. Howard Knoll and Linda Knoll, who have been heavily involved in the arts in general. I mean, they have put up programs like the American West Theater, the Musical West Theater up northern Orange County. They helped out the La Mirada Theater really get established with what they are, and they realized they wanted to see some Broadway quality shows and some bigger acts and more cutting edge stuff happen in Orange County. So this vision started a long time ago and it just grew and grew and grew. And they invested so much of their time and just passion into it. And other people jumped on and it really did become a grassroots movement.
And is the city or the chamber or the county or anybody behind it?
Yeah, actually more every day. We get more and more people. In the beginning, there were councilmen behind it, city managers. But more and more, we're seeing just the whole community starting to support it. The Angels of Anaheim have expressed their support, even though it's on the property right next to them.
Wow.
Chamber of Commerce is verbally supporting us. We have there's many councilmen that are most of the councilmen and women are in support of what we're doing. And the city manager has been extremely helpful.
Good for you.
The interim city manager. And the deputy city manager has been unbelievably helpful to us.
So you basically just need to raise $600 million.
Yes. That's part of it. The other part, the $600 million is a big part, but the other part, because we're also looking for investors, so it's not all about money for us, our job or what we do. We're also trying to just get the arts back into Orange County as well. We're a foundation that's raising money for a building, but we're also a foundation that's trying to provide arts. So in the next coming months, we're going to be providing events, programs that help get the arts out there. And I know Laguna's huge into the arts, visual, performing, and others. And so we're trying to do that, bring visual and performing arts in Orange County. We're going to be doing events featuring local artists, featuring local performers, working with local theaters to really get that back into Orange County.
And what do you think about what Sagerstrom's doing? How would this distinguish itself from that?
Well, what's great is you see a lot of, when you see the arts come together and you see, because Broadway, is multiple theaters.
Sure.
That's why it's big the way it is. It's a huge city center of art. Now, we have the Sagerstrom Theater. It's just a shining light. And what we'll do is continue to bring the culture of art to Orange County, which would bolster Sergstrom because people would come to Orange County to see the art in general. They would come down to see there's a lot of local artists down in Laguna Beach. They would come to continue to support Sergstrom. Sergstrom itself has continued to really revamp it itself, really put a lot of improvements. Every day it's looking better and better, and we hope to continue to add to that by putting a center that's in the same vicinity, but will really still create a culture of culture and art in Orange County.
Gotcha. Again, Jerry Fuentes, he's of the Anaheim Performing Arts Center Foundation, aiming to build this new $600 million facility right by Angel Stadium in Anaheim and garnering support for that. So how can the average person listening help you today?
Well, the first way is they could definitely go onto our website, you know, www.apacf.org, and they could sign up for our mailing list. There's three ways to really support us. One, of course, is to donate. If there's any, you know, big time investors out there who are looking, you guys would be the best. But just donations in general to the funds, if you really want to see the arts in Orange County, that's a good place to start. The other one is to simply sign up for our mailing list. That way you can start attending to the events, show the community that you support the arts, show those local theater programs that you support them, show local artists that you support what they're doing by going to these events that will be coming up. And the final way is there's a final part that says get involved. Just literally tell us what you think you can do to help us with this project. If there's something you're like, I can do this really well, get involved. Sign in that part. It'll go straight to us. And one of me and my coworkers will get right back to you.
And how many people are on your team that's putting this together?
Right now, our team of employees is small. I mean, we started off with the staff about this year, and there's only three staff members right now. But we're working quick, and we should have a much larger team, probably more than triple by the middle to end of next year.
Well, it's quite an ambitious goal you guys have for, like you said, a very grassroots effort. So it's very impressive that a few individuals have created this massive thing and have garnered such support within Anaheim and within the county. It's a big deal.
Yeah, and the support we have is goes so much beyond that. I mean, we have a lot of great people on our advisory board and board of members, YMCA, Boys and Girls Club, a lot of organizations like the Jazz Kitchen. All those people are really a part of this as well. And I just want to thank all those people who have been so supportive to us.
And I assume, who owns the land right there? Is it the Angels?
The land is actually kind of owned by the city. The Angels own the land inside of it where the parking lot is.
Okay.
But outside of that is the city.
And the city's agreed to lease it or sell it?
We have what's called a working agreement with them, and we'll keep working on that with them.
Gotcha. Well, very cool, man. I'm excited to see what happens with this, not only, you know, for the county, but also selfishly for Laguna.
Yeah.
Because, like I've been saying, something needs to happen down here in the so-called beacon of Orange County's art scene.
Yeah.
But guess what? Everybody else is doing something. Not us. As you can see, I'm a little bit.
Hey, I'm impressed that you guys have a full-on FM station down here. That's awesome.
Well, you're welcome, Jerry.
Thank you, Tyler.
All right, Anaheim Performing Arts Center Foundation. You can go to apacf.org to learn more. And it's nice to have you back in the studio, man. Thank
you very much.
All right, take care.